Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Austin, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues.
Hi, this is Phyllis Austin, and welcome to another great show, Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. I am honored to have you here. Today's show is called Powering Up Your Child's Full Potential. Powering up your child's full potential. I want to start off with some questions. Is your child operating at maximum potential? Is your child a swinging ballot or not fully charged? Which one? Okay. I want to get right into our topic. And as I describe the show on the web, it says, learn the most powerful way to train and teach your child, a way that cannot be taught in any public school, and most private schools miss the mark. Powering up your child's full potential this week on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And welcome. I am so honored to have you here. Let's get right into the secret of powering up your child's full potential. I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to tell you right now the secret to powering up your child's full potential is to teach and train from the spirit to the spirit. That's it. The secret to powering up your child's full potential is to teach and train from the spirit to the spirit. That's the lesson that we want you to learn today. That means you have to teach and train from your spirit to your child's spirit. Again, you have to teach and train from your spirit to your child's spirit. Now, I could stop right here if you are a constant listener and you're consistent in listening to Classroom DNA. But because we talked about this before in various shows, and now I'm putting everything in one show. However, in case you're not, let me recap what I mean by teach and train to your child's spirit. You have to remember that there are three parts of you, and we covered this last week, so you can revisit the entire show. The three parts of you are the body, and we talked about the body craves. And whenever you teach or train from the body, you got to remember that the life expectancy is very short. It's a short-lived life expectancy. So when you teach something from the body, if I'm going to show you how to run, I'm going to use my body to show you. You know, if you lose energy or you get restless or tired, it's done and over with, okay? That type of teaching and the results, they're short-lived. A short life expectancy might be a few years at best, a few months, and you know if you stop working out your body, stop training, what happens to your body? The other part of you is the mind. The mind always rationalizes something. The great thing about the mind is going to resolve a problem whether it has sufficient information or not. Your mind will constantly engage in problem-solving skills. The problem with that activity is that if there's incorrect information in your mind, if you don't know the truth, it will work the problem out based on the inaccuracies, the errors in your knowledge and in your understanding. The third part of the body is the spirit, and the spirit desires certain things. Now, before I get to the list of the things that the spirit desires, I want to say spirit and craving, when I use the word craving for the body, sometimes they can be used as synonyms. Here, I'm not going to use them as synonyms. okay? When your body craves, the flesh and the body craves something, it's a short life. And see, when you really desire something, when you truly desire, you're willing to wait, okay? You're willing to be patient, take time to really mold and work to make sure you get a quality product, okay? So when we talk about the spirit desires, the spirit desires certain things. It desires love, and we're talking about agape love, joy, peace, understanding, gentleness, goodness, faith, long suffering. That doesn't mean to suffer. long suffering means it's between patience and power. And I'm going to give an example of that. I had an interesting client once, and it was definitely an example of long suffering, meekness, and temperance. So when I say, and in this show, we talk about teaching and training from the spirit. We're not talking about teaching and training from the body level or the mind level. We're talking about the spirit. Teach and train from agape love. Teach and train from joy. Teach and train from a level of peace and understanding, from patience, power, gentleness, goodness, meekness, which is strength with a gentle touch, not being weak, temperance. You're teaching and training from that deep down inside your soul, spiritual understanding. And you probably always heard never discipline in anger, okay? So we want you to teach and train from your spirit to your child's spirit, because just like there are three parts of you, there are three parts of your child. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we're talking about powering up your child's potential. Let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Author Lenore M. Johnson comes to her new book, 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Tips, the helpful checklist guide to all things considered workforce readiness and social media smart. This readiness guide attempts to assist the job seeker with a plan to better your career with the use of digital technology and social media. So purchase your copy of 101 Strategic Job Search Marketing Steps at Amazon.com, also available for Kindle and Audible downloads. These books are flying off the shelves, so make sure you get your copy at www.amazon.com.
Have you been injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or dog bite incident? Has a loved one been injured or killed as a result of birthing negligence, nursing home neglect, or a work accident? Legal-Chicago.com helps Chicagoans find the right lawyer for free. Our work is making clients whole after they've been wronged by the negligence of others. Our work is connecting Chicagoans with the right lawyer for their case. Legal-Chicago.com's mission is to put cash into clients' hands. Legal, the hyphen symbol, Chicago.com. Visit Legal-Chicago.com for a free consultation and membership to our network of attorneys.
Black America, why are we still afraid? Black America Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions by Sonia Cassandra Perdue is now available on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. Can you answer the tough questions? Pick up your copy today on Amazon.com or at askingourselvesthetoughquestions.info. And let's get tough.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Okay, welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And we're talking about powering up your child's full potential. Our call-in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. And if you have a comment or question or you just want to kind of debate some issues, feel free to call in. We always welcome and honor your vision, your point of view, your thinking, okay? We left off talking about the three parts of you. And the way we stated, I stated earlier that the way to power your child's full potential, to get the most out of your child, to make sure that they have that full potential in them. First of all, in order to reach full potential and operate from full potential, which we will discuss next week, you have to build that full potential, get it, that battery powered up, okay? And in order to do that, you must teach and train your child. And there's a certain way that you teach and train your child. You teach and train your child from your spirit to your child's spirit. Not only are there three parts of you, there are three parts of your child and every person. And you have to make a conscious decision. Am I going to teach and train my child from a very limited perspective of the body, just like you guys say? And I mean, it's good to engage in these activities. Okay, you might want to train your child to kick a ball or something. Or am I going to teach and train my child from the mind? Or am I going to teach and train them from that spiritual level? The level in which there is truly an understanding of how the spirit is fed to reach a time, an area where the spirit can govern the body to do great things and reach beyond the limits and the confinements of the body and the mind. And in order to do that, you have to understand what agape love is. You have to understand joy, peace, long-suffering. I want to stop on long-suffering because I remember I had a client once, and the client was really annoyed with the son, and she just really wanted to just knock the son across the head. And I said, look, I said, you can do that. You can do that. But is that really going to give you what you want? I said, now I can teach you how to get the same results. It will take 3 or 4 weeks. You get better, the same results in a sense that the outcome will be the same, but better results in that you will establish a better relationship with your son. You won't break his spirit. And she just said, Ms. Austin, I just want to kill him. And I said, I understand that. You know, we have these phrases. I said, I understand that. But let's draw this out 2 or 3 weeks. And what I was telling her, and I said long-suffering is power with patience. What I was saying to her, you have the power. But if you fuse that power with patience to get the job done correctly, you will not just have a short-term response. You will have a long-term response and a better relationship. And it really, she didn't listen to me. Let me just put it out there. She didn't listen. She just wanted to get her point across. And like a lot of parents out there, we just want to get our point across. We just want to say, you're not listening to me. This is going to happen. This is just dumb. I had a family member tell their children, I'm not crap. She didn't use that word. So you're not going to be crap. And it was just an explosive statement to garner a reaction, to state that they had the power, they had the knowledge. It was an ignorant statement because you didn't understand that this child is unique. Just because you operated in a certain way, this child still has the power to operate in a certain method. And after the child reaches a certain age, usually about 13 or 14, you have less control over them. My mother said you really don't have control over anyone. You just play the best card you can to make them think you have control. And as a parent, what are you doing? Because that statement truly came from an emotional statement. They were not teaching and training the child from the spirit. They were teaching and training the child from an area of emotion. And matter of fact, what did they really teach? You're not going to be nothing. Instead of taking the time out to say, look, let's rephrase what that person could have said from an area of spirit. I, in my lifetime, made mistakes. And that mistake caused negative consequences, okay? If I don't teach you the same way, I want you to learn differently. I don't want you to be like me. So let's take the time out. I need you to look past the mistakes that I've made, and let's just focus on having an understanding of things that will work better for you. If the child is not listening to you, don't fall back on, and children say this all the time, you didn't do it. Why do you want me to listen to you? Okay? And parents, of course, seeing those habits in their child, because you raised your child, you can fire up, you're just like me. okay? No, they're not just like you. They may act like you, but no, they are different. They are unique, okay? And you can bring out a different level of uniqueness. Everybody has a purpose in life. Let me get back on subject because I can go off. Okay, so you want to stop using your words from the body or the mind, rationalize. I have the right, and I've always said just because you have the right, do you really want to do it? Is it the right thing to do? Now, I stated this before earlier in the show. Schools can't do this. As a teacher and an educator, when your child enters my classroom, there's nothing in the curriculum that states to teach and train from the spirit. As a matter of fact, because of the time constraints on us to teach at a certain pace and a certain level, and now with Common Core, that's a whole nother story. They want us to actually teach the same way in certain grades, teach the same method or the same concept to children the same way. There's no individuality. There's no getting down into the root. But if you ask a teacher, if you ask an educator, what is the best part of teaching? Most educators will state when they see a child learn, it's the best part of teaching. If you ask them what will they remember the most educators will say they remember when they know that they have saved a child. That is an awesome moment. So let me give you an example. And this is when I was teaching and training, again, from that spirit. And as an educator, you don't have the time, and most educators don't know how to not teach and train from the level of the spirit without bringing into those so-called don't do those things that you're not supposed to do, like a religious belief or some type of spiritual understanding. But in reality, in order to save a child as an educator, you have to do that. I remember when I was an administrator in an alternative school, and the child told me her story. Her home life was a mixture of drugs, sexual exploitation. It was documented. That's why she was at an alternative school, trying to get the help, certain behaviors, acting out, and she was here. And when I listened to her story, let me tell you what Spirit told me to say. All I could say to her was what Spirit told me to say at that time. And I said, baby. And if some of my colleagues are listening to my story, they know I can go there. I said, baby, you are loved. God loves you, and I love you. I don't ever want you to forget that you are not loved. I love you. I want you to always remember that you are loved. Now, me using the term God, seriously, in education, that is almost forbidden. Just imagine someone saying, you can't teach that in class. You can't say that to a student. But at that time, I knew that I fed her spirit. I remember telling the audience, I said the way that the reason for writing God Has Not Forgotten You, I actually wrote it for a teenager And I remember telling her, she told me her story. It's in the book. And she told me her story, and I said, at the end of her story, she stated that her father didn't acknowledge her. If anything happened to her mother, her life would go downhill because her father didn't acknowledge her. And I said to her, I said, I acknowledge you. God acknowledges you. You have a father in God who acknowledges you, and I'm going to write a book for you. Seriously, I said that to a child? Yes, I did. I said that to a student? Thank God they were at least a teenage level age group. Yes, I said that. That was when I knew that I saved the child. But think about what I just said. Seriously, are teachers going to say that to students? No, those things are forbidden. So in order to reach full potential, you as the parent have to have the understanding of who and what you are. You as the parent have to have that agape love. By meaning, on its own, agape love is a devotional love. It's a God love. Teachers to exhibit that. We have joy, we have peace, we have understanding in our heart as educators, but can we really take the time out to do those things? Now, some private schools, of course, their method of, or in their curriculum, one method of training the curriculum is to teach spirituality. Some private schools are not. They may miss the mark because they're more towards quality education. But if you really want to power up your child's full potential, this is going to be the outside of school, parent involved, family involved task. As the family, you guys have to start operating from the level of spirit, to teach from the level of spirit, to train from the level of spirit to the child's spiritual level, not to the child's body level. Why you wear your hair like that? That makes no sense. You're just stupid, okay? You're never going to be nothing. If you keep doing that, you're going to go down the wrong road. What are you really teaching? Are you teaching and training? Are you teaching from your level to your child's spiritual level, from your spiritual level to your child's spiritual level? The short answer is no. Are you teaching in that demonstration? That was an emotional outburst. You get angry at your child, and you attacked your child. It's the same when you start breaking the spirit of the child through big nose, funny. I always say a child has a level of discernment. They will internalize things that they're the problem. Here's some things in education I've said to children to really let me know, and I use these things currently, and this is the closest probably routine that I can get daily to kind of touch a child's spirit. I say young, intelligent person. And there are times in the last week, I think I've trained over maybe a couple, about 300 or several hundred students in the e-classroom or Blackboard lab. And when I walk into the training, I say, I am honored by your presence. You matter. I acknowledge you. I see you. I want to get as close to that child's spirit to let them know that that's why I'm here. I want to try to connect with their spirit. That actually helps the training to go better and for the children to learn a lot more. Okay, I think about the house concept. I said before, raising a child is like building a house. If your child has difficulties, there's something going on in your child, you don't just go off. Think about this. Let's use an analogy. Let's set that thought to the side. Suppose there's a leak in your house, a leak in the roof of your house. All you know that you see the leak, you see water coming in the ceiling. Okay, through the ceiling. See water coming through the ceiling. And it's dripping, and now you can see it. That's all you know. You have to do some investigation. And this is the best time to discuss this, because automatically you will go to the roof. And I start off by saying, suppose there's a leak in the roof. I spoke to a friend of mine last week, and she said, I need roofing work done. And actually, the leak was in air conditioning she thought it was in the roof. But in both scenarios, guess what? There was some investigation that needed to take place. Do you really think the leak or the ceiling was going to be repaired by you looking up and shouting out, you stupid leak, you stupid ceiling, how dare you? That's nonsensical. What must you do as an owner person? You have to go investigate what's going on. You may have to call in and ask someone what's going on. Go up there, investigate. You find out that there's actually a leak in the roof, and it's not the air conditioning pipe going through the ceiling or whatever they call it. It's actually in the roof. And then you make a decision. do I repair this roof with material that's temporary or permanent? Am I going to get the most skilled person? It would be, for another word, kind of ridiculous or stupid to take a plastic bag from a grocery store, put it on the outside of the roof, and expect it to last. It would be better and make more sense and show that you have a greater understanding of the importance of the roofing system if you were to call in a special person, a person who understands the roofing job or whatever we want to say, and they go up there with good material. They take out the rotten parts. They replace the decking, and then the deck boards, and then they put on the cover, and then the shingles, okay? And it's resolved. The problem has been resolved. There's no more leaking. That's the same method that you must do with your children. When your children is missing the mark, you don't just sit there and yell at them, you stupid, you never be nothing. You teach and train from the spirit. You investigate what's going on. I know that you're better than this. You're too great. So it's okay to share with me. And then you observe. You find out what's going on. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We're talking about powering up your child's full potential. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit PhyllisAustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power. Don't parent in fear. Visit PhyllisAustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you. For Classroom DNA, show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA, show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. Feel free to call us. Our caller number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. And it's great to just want to acknowledge the audience. It is so wonderful when I look at the number of listeners, especially those who listen live, but also archive and listen to the show on demand. I greatly appreciate you. Okay? And that's the wonderful thing of Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the show anytime. So if you have someone like, hey, I heard a great show on Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, not only let them know about the time that we go on the air, but also let them know that they can listen to the past episodes. Segment 3, training and teaching. Training is the action part of teaching. Remember, the show title is Powering Up Your Child's Full Potential, okay? And when we power up our child's full potential, I told you the secret is to teach and train from the spirit, then you to the spirit within your child. Teach and train. Well, when you teach a child, you also have to train them. Training is the action part of teaching. Teaching means to embed knowledge and understanding. That's really all you're doing. And if a person obtains a certain cognitive ability to discern the information at a higher level, that's fine. But basic teaching is when you embed knowledge and understanding in a person. Now, training is the action part of teaching. That's when you're practicing and you're drilling the person to understand what the knowledge and understanding, or moving from knowledge, the knowledge level, to the understanding level of a certain topic. So you train what you teach. Just like you practice what you preach, you train what you teach. Parents, this is what you must remember. You are a teaching and training guide for your child. A good, efficient, and effective trainer per teacher, or let me rephrase that, a good and efficient and effective trainer not only elicits knowledge, but it transitions knowledge into action. Think of any training manual that you've read. If I state that you're a training guide, think of a training guide that you've read. After or while it's giving you the knowledge, it moves that knowledge into action. Maybe through demonstration, they might ask you to complete some task. Of course, there's review. We're going to review what we just learned in the training manual, some points, some troubleshooting points, things to pay attention to. But the most effective training also include ongoing learning skill activities, and very importantly, a helpline, most importantly, a helpline, okay? And that's what you need to do as a teacher and as a trainer to help your child reach full potential. Yes, you need to practice what you teach, preach, but you also need to train what you teach. You need to have ongoing lessons, training, and most important, a helpline. When you don't know something, ask for help. Remember, you are the teaching and training guide for your child. And if you read any training guide, there's a help session. Contact us. If you need further assistance, need further help, contact us. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Anger. Train and teach from the spirit. When you train and teach from your spirit to your child's spirit, that's on the road. You are on the road towards full potential, helping your child increase and reach full potential. Okay? Until next time on Classroom DNA, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we will be here next week. And again, it's been a pleasure, and we hope to hear from you next week. Have a blessed week.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit tnpec.org and donate now. Thank you.